Well, we're at Portland International Raceway for the TC tailgate, Jim. First race of the day here at Portland. It's a TC class for TC America. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, looking at qualifying, it is amazingly tight field. In my experience, that's what happens at Portland. Portland, for some reason, really compresses the entire field. So you look at the top 13 cars, and they're covered by about a second and a half. So you've got 13 cars, all very, very tightly packed. And honestly, Johann Schwartz has 0.3 on the rest of the field. So you move from Johann, or from second place on back, there's really no difference in time between the entire field. So obviously, Johann is probably the favorite. He's coming back. He's the points leader right now. So he had a little bit of a hiccup at Sonoma, but he's obviously back on track, really well poised. And looking at the whole front row is Rooster Hall Racing. So Rooster Hall Racing, I think, has something to prove this weekend. And between Johann and Steve, the two of them are just absolutely crushing it when it came to qualifying.
Yeah, Toby Grahovic's third in his classic BMW. He's very 0.2 off of Stremer, but if you exclude the Rooster Hall cars, there's another 9 cars in the 23-second bracket. So it's going to be a tight field, and it's going to be fun to watch. Do you think they're going to make it? Is it your prediction? Will they make it through the festival curves without hitting anybody?
On the first lap or for the entire race?
The first lap. I'm not saying I will never say that for the whole thing. But will they make it through the? Will we get through the festival curves
without no body contact?
Yeah, without body contact.
I probably wouldn't take that bet as a betting man.
Okay, so we're going to say there's going to be some body contact. Do you think there'll be a full course yellow?
My estimate is no full course yellow. Some cars off but back on. Some tempers flaring. And maybe some fights in the pit lane.
Okay, do you think that anyone will be facing in the wrong direction as the field goes around them?
Well, just the way the festival corners are, I would say there's a reasonable chance that someone will be sideways. So I'll go as far as perpendicular, but I'm not going to say totally backwards.
All right, so if we get a protractor out, it won't be a complete 180.
Yeah, that's
correct.
Maybe
90 degrees.
It's probably going to be approaching 90 degrees.
Okay, the quickest Z is Paul Terry, who's back after being gone for a couple races. And does he have a chance to beat these BMWs?
I think Paul Terry does. The car is obviously very quick. They're racing under a new configuration. And with that configuration, I think Paul has been getting used to it. It's definitely a different sort of feel for the car. So I think as the weekend goes on, the first race, if it works the way you'd expect, he may have something for some of the BMWs.
Well, that'll be fun to see. I'm interested to see how they work differently. I think the Z may have a little top end, but the BMW may have some torque. What do you think?
Yeah, the advantage the BMW has is I think the overall package is just so well sorted. And I think that's where Rooster Hall obviously has the big advantage. Paul Terry, he's got to be getting used to the change in the car, and that, I think, is the biggest challenge. Joe Federal in the other Nissan is a little back further than he usually is. Again, I think just coming to terms with the car. Long term, I think they're all going to be better, but they're all struggling a little bit with the new feel.
And since it's touring car tailgate, would you mind passing me some of that Kavan around?
Yeah, here you go.
Thanks, Jim.
Kavan is tasting very good today.
You keep talking while I have a quick drink here.
I just want to say we really appreciate Kavana Rum, and it's kind of our responsibility to make sure that we taste test all the different varieties.
And I am very happy to do so. So who do you think is going to get the best start? So that would be the battery best start, the ultimate battery best start award.
That's going to be a little bit of a challenge. I'm going to go to Peter Atwater. So Peter was actually right at the front of a couple of this. I think practice one, he was way towards the front.
Was second, I think.
Second place. And the team, obviously, for qualifying, didn't hit the right thing. I think he's going to be trying to get back up to the front, and he's going to do that by a little controlled aggression into the festival turns. The people in front of him won't be quite as controlled, and I think when mayhem all breaks free, he's going to end up with the most positions gained on the first lap of the race.
Him starting 13th, I think that's a good choice. But I'm going to go with Cameron Evans. I'm going to say Cameron Evans is starting 8th. I believe that something's going to happen in front of him that's going to allow him to get by a bunch of cars. I think he's going to come by start-finish in the top 3 somewhere. So that's my prediction.
I think that's a good guess, too. Cameron obviously had his first win in the series at Sonoma. Again, another guy who's not used to starting quite as far back as he is. But again, you look at how close he is. He's starting in eighth place, but he's not that far off lap time-wise.
Okay, so now the Shift Capital fastest lap. Who is your prediction for that?
All right, I'm going to take the easy choice. Sorry. I think Johan he's got something to prove this weekend. He's got a little bit of a gap on the field, so I'm going to pick Johan.
All right, I'm going to go with Toby Grahovic. I think that he's going to set up his car to be quick mid to the end of the race, and I believe that he's going to set the quickest lap. But I think Johan is the favorite, but I'm taking Toby Grahovic.
And Toby's always a good choice. He tends to set up his cars for the long run. We've seen these Pirelli tires on these balanced TC cars are just as fast, if not faster, in the end. So that's not a bad choice.
Okay, so now the final award that they get at the end of the race is for the most improved. So who moves up the most positions in the race? So sometimes it can be almost the same people we pick as the best start, but the best start is from the green flag to they cross the start-finish line. This is from the green flag to the checkered flag.
So
it's going to be your pick.
Right, I'm going to go with your pick for the best first lap for the most positions gained in the race. Well, I think Peter Atwater is going to make a really good charge to begin with. Someone like Cameron Evans has now been around long enough. He knows how to manage the race pace. It was great listening to your podcast that I listened to with Sean Webster. And Sean Webster, guy coming out of club racing, which again is kind of where Peter Atwater's coming out of, they're not used to running hard for 40 minutes. And this is absolutely going to be a slugfest for 40 minutes. Now, Cameron Evans, on the other hand, he's been running with the series long enough. He's run some of that endurance stuff. I think he's got the stamina to not only get a good start, but to end up with the most positions gained for the race. Wouldn't surprise me if he ends up on the podium.
And I'm going to take the wild card. I'm picking the rookie, who really has had problems near the end of the race, but Sean Webster. I believe that Sean Webster, the rookie, has got the speed in him. We've seen that. He now understands a lot better after running those 40-minute races what he takes, and I really believe that he's got something. I think he's going to be the guy who moves up the most and wins that most improved.
Well, the other thing I think Sean Webster has to his advantage is just he's now part of the Classic Racing team for this weekend. And those guys know how to set up a car to last the whole race. And I agree. I think Sean learned a lot at Sonoma. And going into your first race weekend, although you may know the track, may know the car, you don't expect to know what the race is like. Now that Sean has 2 races under his belt, that's not a bad choice. Not a bad choice at all.
So, predictions. Do you believe that we'll have a full course yellow in this race?
Due to the tight pack, I'm going to say yes.
Okay, I'm going to say yes also. Now is the over under? We'll put it at 2. Will it be over or under 2 full course yellows?
2 quantity or lap 2?
I'm talking quantity.
Okay, I'm going to take the under on 2 for quantity and also under on 2 for the first full course yellow.
Okay, I'm going to be a little. I'm going to say under on the quantity, but I'm going to say over on the more than 2 laps, just because we got to be a little bit different.
Exactly.
It's going to be a good race. And make sure, fans, that download the app so that you can follow along in timing and scoring. It's GT World Challenge America app. You can go to your favorite app store, download that app, because you can follow along with timing and scoring. There's a live video feed. There's media information. There's stuff about the drivers and the teams on there. So make sure you download that app so you can follow along with us. We'll be looking at referencing that as the race goes on. And it's going to be a fun race. I'm looking forward to it. And, Jim, I'm going to pick a winner. Who are you going to pick as the winner?
I actually think Toby Grahovic is going to break through. He's been consistent all season. Again, I think they set up their car for the long run. I think Johan and Toby are going to be going toe-to-toe. I think Steve Schreimer's going to be in there also. He's the local Portland guy, so he's got the class lead. So I think those top three are going to be nose-to-tail, and at the end, the experience and the long run with the classic BMW, I'm going to go with Toby.
I'm going to pick another wild card, a guy who's been on the podium. He's been close a few times. Robert Nemkov is my pick. He's starting fifth. I don't believe he's ever won a race with us. I just think that something wild is going to happen at the end, and he'll be close enough to the front that maybe in the last corner, second to last corner, something like that, there'll be an off with two or three guys, and he will storm through and take the win. So I'm Mr. Wildcard today.
Hey, I like that gamble. I absolutely like that gamble. It's a good choice. The Auto Technic guys have been very consistent also. Their setups appear to be good in the beginning, good at the end, just kind of a good balance, basic, great car. So, again, not a bad choice. I think anywhere from first to 13th on the grid, and honestly, Greg back in 14th, a quick setup change, and he could be right in it. I know it's cliche to say it's anybody's race, but there's just enough things about the track and everything else. It really is anybody's race.
And, Jim, we know you're Mr. Cliché. So
I love clichés. I live clichés.
No, I agree. It is going to be anybody's race, and it's such a tight field that there's going to be crazy things that happen. It's going to be an intense battle probably the whole way through. We're saying there's going to be at least one full course caution. We talked about who we think is going to win all the different awards. I'm hoping that there isn't any full course cautions. I'm hoping it's a clean race, and they battle to the finish, and it's five wide coming to the checkered flag. And I hope that the stewards have to go crazy because they don't know who won.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great to see him come past start finish and have a photo finish just to end the race? It would definitely be a very fun place to do. And again, Joe, thanks for plugging the app. The app is definitely something for the fans to make sure they download. Just sometimes people get confused because there's two apps that are very similar and they're both involved in the series. But if the app you want to download is the one with the black background, the white background is an internal app that we use here at the racetrack, but it really doesn't have – it can be entertaining at times, but if you want to watch the race –
entertaining for all the wrong reasons. But yes,
it's entertaining for all the wrong reasons, but if you want to watch the actual race stream, live timing and scoring, spotter guides, all that sort of thing, that is the app with the black background.
And, you know, they can also watch the future races. So they can watch Watkins Glen from their home. They can – or on the road, wherever they are, they can watch it there. They can watch our series for the rest of the year. So I believe in that app because I use it. I use it all the time. We use it up here. We're always looking at it, trying to get more additional information. So, yeah, use the app. Enjoy the racing. I'm going to give a little plug for the TC America podcast. If you want to learn about these drivers, we're doing interviews with them. You can go to any of the podcast apps and search TC America podcast. And you can listen. There's seven episodes so far, so you can listen to them all and learn about these drivers. A lot of these drivers are just like you. You can come out here and compete with us. You just got to have a little drive, a little ambition, and have a plan. But there's a few racers that haven't been doing this very long who are out here running with us. So come join us.
Sounds good, Joe. So let's
finish off our rum. We'll have a couple more flavors and enjoy this. And by the way, you should all be cracking an adult beverage if that's what you like to do, and enjoy the touring car race.
Exactly. Thanks, Joe. Looking forward to it, bud.
Thank you.